Outside
is frightful.
Hello?
But the fire is so delightful.
Is the DJ now?
And since we've no place to go,
DJ,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
And I brought me some corn for popping.
You know where Salisbury is.
We got more snow than we were supposed to.
Yes.
Right?
The coating to an inch? No.
When we it's over an inch.
Yes.
Good night.
I went to sleep still expecting that.
Yep.
Yeah, I watched as much of the Grammys as I could. I think it was around 10:30 I bailed.
Oh, wow.
But I looked outside, and I'm like, ooh, we got more than an inch.
Yeah.
Should we activate the weather deputies here?
Activate!
All right, call us and tell us how much did you get.
How much snow are we supposed to get? Hello? Is AJ not? Hey, AJ, how much snow are we supposed to get? It's snowing like a son of a bitch up here in Salisbury.
I would have to guess, because I don't know what we got in Oxford.
Yeah.
I could tell you it's more than an inch. I'd say 3.
Yeah.
Well, just enough. You got to, like, shovel and do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. New Haven area, 2.9 inches. So I'd say Milford's probably close.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a lot in the truck this morning.
Manny, where are you from? Bridgeport?
Yeah, Bridgeport.
Any snow there?
Yeah, I think probably got a 3 or 4. It's more
really?
Than I thought. Yeah. I walked outside, I got in my car, I was like, I should have wore boots. If I knew how much snow we got, I would have put boots on today.
Hmm. So it sounds like 3 across the board.
Yeah. Definitely a cone to an inch. The Clipper didn't move as fast as they thought.
I knew it was going to be like this winter. As soon as our street decided to pay the plow guy per storm.
That's right.
Yep. Here we go.
That's right.
Did predict? I think it was November. You were like, "Yeah, here I know it's going to happen this way."
Yep.
When you got to buy a plow or a brand new snowblower, and you'll stop it. That's all you got to do.
How many plow payments have you made already? That was hard to say.
We are approaching what we would have paid at the beginning of the season.
So you're hoping for a light February.
So
then.
Right now, if it stops, we're still good.
Okay.
If.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, this is Garrett on the road. I just want to report an accident on Route 8 southbound just prior to 38, multi-vehicle, including a plow truck.
Oh.
Really?
The plow truck?
Like a state truck or a contractor truck?
State truck.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
All right, where was that again?
Route 8 southbound prior to exit 38.
38. I don't even know where that is now.
Thomason.
Okay.
Oh, Thomason. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
They changed all the numbers.
I know. Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
Not just Route 8.
Yeah. I just say old exit whatever.
Right.
That's the number I know.
I go by sense of smell.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know if someone tried to pass the plow truck or if they're just using it as a blocker, but there was no one there yet, and there's cars on either side of the lane.
Okay. So the plow truck might be just stopped to prevent
just a shield,
more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the update.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I got 4 inches of snow in Torrington.
Four
in Torrington. Yeah. You people up north always get much more.
Abundance, yes.
You don't have to show off how many inches you got.
Got an extra inch.
Good for you.
Extra dollar.
Good for you.
All right, thank you. Be careful.
Thank you, Garrett.
Braggart.
Yeah, right? Rubbing it in.
It's funny. Some towns are on top of snow plowing.
Yeah.
And then others are not.
Yeah.
And one of the clearest distinctions is if you're driving, I know this means nothing to anybody, but the road leading to this radio station is called Wheeler's Farms Road. And part of it is in Orange, and part of it is in Milford. And when you're driving on the Orange part, you would think we didn't even have a storm last night.
Really?
Nope. The second you cross into Milford, I'm like, I'm in Milford now.
Right.
I could tell by the amount of snow left on this road.
There's that storm.
Now, it's not the new mayor, because this has been, by the way, 22 years ago today, we started on the overnights here to practice.
Right.
To start the mornings next week.
Now.
So, 22 years, happy anniversary.
Same to you.
But for 22 years.
Yeah. It's been like this.
And by the way, we started
in a snowstorm.
In a snowstorm.
Yeah.
22 years. It's been every mayor in Milford, like whoever the street person is there, the Department of Public Works or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
That person doesn't really care.
Dude, just enough.
They're at a part of their career,
yeah.
You know, for the last 20 years. They're like, yeah, this is what we do. This is how we do it. I don't care who the mayor is. We're just not plowing the roads.
Yeah, I had the truck in four-wheel drive. I was like a little shaky getting over here. Especially on the turns. Woo, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I got off the exit, it was...
Turn your mic on.
When I got off the exit, it was a little slippery, and I was like, oh, well, I hope I make it. Like the back came out a little bit. I'm right. Like, all right.
Sorry, the fish.
Yeah, I had one of those too.
I'm like, oh, well.
Exits are tricky. Yeah. Turns are tricky right now.
Yep. Yeah, that's where all the snow collects. The plows could do, you know, only so much.
Yeah.
And then you get that snow right there at the corner.
Right.
And I was coming off of 34 going on to Derby and Milford. I was like, whee!
Yep. Yep.
And there were other cars around. I know they enjoyed it too.
Right.
They were like at the red light, like, hey, look at this asshole.
Just wake up.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yep.
I like to picture the guy in the orange truck that's going along Wheeler's Farms. He hits the Milford line. He's like, well, we're done here, guys. Let's go.
Union break lifts up.
Turn around. All
right, call me.
Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow yesterday, which means there will be 6 more weeks of winter.
Yay. Oh. Good for anybody paying their plow truck per storm.
Boo.
My first thought was kill him.
Right.
Kill him! Kill him! Groundhog burgers, anyone?
Seriously.
Anyone?
Who gave him the right?
Sounds pretty good.
Give him the right to put this on him.
Yeah, seriously. When was it deemed a weather person?
What idiot?
Yeah.
Who's going to trust a groundhog with the
this
weather?
This is going to tell us the weather.
Right, this fat thing that sits there and eats grass on the side of the road. he looks able.
And just stares at the car with a mouth full of dirt and grass.
It's true, though. They just stand there with their mouth open.
It's some kind of meteorologist?
It's almost like they're high.
Pokes its head out the ground for 5 minutes. Yeah, it's going to be cold for forever.
Yep.
Oh, we got to look back on this. Like, where did this?
Yeah, who started this stuff?
Well, it's hundreds of years, I think. They've been doing this in Punxsutawney like this.
Yeah, it seems like before electricity.
And why Punxsutawney? Why do we call it Punxsutawney? It should be like something like New York or somebody like, you know, somebody like
more sophisticated.
Yes, and then Punxsutawney.
They have a website that goes all the way back. 1886, Groundhog Day first recognized in Punxsutawney.
Must have been
the Punxsutawneys do it.
Yeah. Maybe it's just the weather there.
Right? Yeah. Make sure you're hibbly weather over there.
Wow.
Right.
But somehow it started.
Yeah.
Like somebody had a groundhog that was like, hey, man, this thing seems to like kind of know.
And it talks to me. It talks to me.
The groundhog said six more weeks.
It tells me things. That should have been your red flag right there.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. You're talking to a rodent.
Yeah.
It's telling you things.
It's predicting the weather.
Right.
And they do it in Gobbler's Knob.
Yep. There couldn't be a more entertaining name than that.
You're telling me they didn't burn this person as a witch who said that the groundhog was talking to him?
Something like a movie on Pornhub.
That's not even the worst part of the whole groundhog thing. They keep claiming it's the original groundhog.
Stop.
They say he lives one day a year, and every year he wakes up on groundhog. I swear I'm not making this
up. So how many years would he be now?
I don't know.
So,
but again, it's only one day per year.
So he'd only be two or something.
So yeah. He's like Frankenhog?
Yeah,
they reanimated
him. Listen to him.
Yeah,
he's got a language that he speaks. There's a whole thing.
Why are
with
we
the
not
language?
Looking, why are we not looking into why he lived so long? That
seriously,
could help us.
Really? Yeah, there's some useful information.
Yeah, that's hysterical. This thing lives for like 400 years, and no one thinks to study longevity. What's it eating? What's its diet?
He can live forever. He predicts the weather. What is the
pulsing
secret
DNA?
Of the
that's not
sick.
No. He tells the weather. Right. That's it.
Just believe it.
He didn't see a shadow. We're good.
How does it even know what a shadow is?
Right.
My cats don't even know their reflection in the mirror, but this groundhog can predict the weather.
And there's all these TV lights.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to see his shadow.
Seriously. You get a tan of the lights.
The event formally began in 1887, though its roots go back even further. The event is based upon a communal lighthearted suspension of disbelief, which extends to the assertion that the same groundhog has been making predictions since the 19th century.
So many big words in there.
I know.
Yeah, test the water there.
Right. Those seriously. People,
there's something in the water.
Yeah, it's with the Goblinobbins.
And it's run by, like, the Punxsutawney Mafia. The event is organized by the, quote, inner circle.
Oh.
The inner recognizable circle. By their top hats and tuxedos.
Inner circle.
I guess
inner
if anyone circle. Can keep a groundhog alive forever, it's the Mafia.
Right. The Punxsutawney.
Life in America in 1887. Industrial growth, economic prosperity, and the passage of the Dawes Act. We were putting in the railroads, which was speeding up travel. The Eiffel Tower was constructed. But yet we are still getting weather from a furry thing in a
talking
ground.
Talking to a groundhog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
France is making the Eiffel Tower and give it to us. And America's like, look at our groundhog.
No. They didn't give us the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, they built it. Is that what
they built? They built the Eiffel Tower still over there.
Right, and we're like, yeah, that's cool. But
they gave
look
us the
at this,
Statue of Liberty.
Right. Look at this groundhog.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
We had good weed back then.
Yeah. If groundhog and decent weed from the...
Yeah, there are people building Eiffel Tower.
Right.
Yeah.
Building. Like, so what do you think life is like over in America? I don't know. They got a thing.
They got a groundhog.
They're talking to a groundhog. They're talking to a groundhog. He pucks it on the film.
Six more weeks of winter.
You know, the French would have had it right. They would just say, yeah, pff, this thing will make a good steak.
Right.
Good stew.
Right. This is a stew.
It would.
This doesn't tell. This isn't for telling the weather, by the way,
oh,
idiot.
Yeah.
This is for stew.
Right. This is for sustenance.
Yeah. Give me some cheese, potatoes.
Right. Some fromage.
Lots of butter. We're good.
A little baguette to dip in the sauce.
All right, here's the event with Punxsutawney Phil from Gobbler's Knob.
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, was awakened from his wintry nap at dawn on Gobbler's Knob. Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in groundhogese, directed the president to the proper scroll, which reads, "It's Groundhog Day, and maybe life is on a loop, but I miss my burrow, I miss my coop. So I'm headed back down. There's a shadow up here. Get ready for 6 more weeks of winter this year."
Woo! They start throwing stones.
Would you be happy about that?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, if you had a ski resort.
You should hear one shot from the distance. Right. Guy with a scope.
Right.
My hot chocolate stand lives up.
Wasn't that fault? He was in a convertible that day.
Came from a grassy knoll like Gobbler's Knob.
Punxsutawney Phil is like in this little tiny Lincoln Continental.
He goes to Punxsutawney.
He's like waving.
Right. Going through Gobbler's Knob, all of a sudden, bang, bang.
Just a sniper squirrel on the hill.
Two shots. You know, first he grabs his neck and then all hell breaks loose.
Right. Another groundhog jumps out of the car.
Tries to grab a piece of the skull off the trunk lid.
Yep. That's how things
come on. Somebody got to make
that
cartoon. Awesome.
That's how things are done.
That would be viral every single year for the rest of your life.
Animators, work on it. Chop, chop.
Oh, my God.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, how are you today? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We're silly.
Hey, I'm driving. I can't look it up right now, but I'm pretty sure in New York we dropped the groundhog and killed him.
We dropped him.
Yes.
Ours don't last very long.
Well, years ago.
A while ago. One year, I think it's Staten Island, Chuck.
Phil, Chuck.
And he bit Bloomberg.
Yeah. Yep.
And Bloomberg dropped him and he broke his neck.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Pile drived him.
Oh, was it de Blasio who dropped him? Because I know he bit Bloomberg.
Someone got bit, yeah.
Bloomberg got bit.
Yeah, right in the ear. With those fangs, man. Ow.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was trying to whisper the weather, I guess.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm driving. You guys have a great day.
Man. You too, man.
Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Leave it to an Italian to off the groundhog. The groundhog was off by an Italian in New York City.
They put a hit out on that groundhog.
Yeah, it's very appropriate.
And then what did, do we know what Manchester Chuckles?
They at least don't pretend it's the same Chuckles.
Yeah.
Right.
They update every 2 years. So like, yep, that one's gone.
Hey.
We have a new Chuckles.
Yeah, Chuckles 24.
Is that the real Chuckles?
No. So there's a guy in a costume.
The fake Chuckles doesn't understand Groundhog as well as the real Chuckles, but I'm going to ask the fake Chuckles a real quick question. Folks, this is true. What, you know, a lot of times we got a lot of flu going around the schools and you don't feel well, what do you tell your friends? Stay home. Well, first of all, for all those who are fact-checking, I know CNN, Fox News, and all the big networks are here. There is, Groundhog cannot get flu. However, our Chuckles is a little under the weather today. Our real Chuckles,
did it die again?
Back sleeping.
They die every year.
But Chuckles was out early this morning. We realized that he...
Remember Holtzville Hal?
Yep.
Long Island?
Yep.
They had this whole media, all the trucks came out and... And then they didn't think to check until right before the event, and Holtzville Hal froze to death.
Yeah, became a superhero, frozen.
He was dead. Talking about how good you look now.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
And sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... It was kind of bleak earlier.
No, there were times I'd look up, I'm like, what is it? It's like weekend at Bernie's, like you're passed out over there with your mouth open.
I had no idea I looked so bad.
No, you've come a long way, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
One of those groundhogs on the set. Yeah.
Paul Satucky, Phil, and AJ around for 200 years.
99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Mike from New Haven suggested this phone subject, and he's the only one calling in for it. Mike.
Nice.
This is goofballs on the road.
Yes.
People who don't know how to drive in a little bit of snow. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
I'm near exit 49 and 48. We're getting off at 49. I see this little puddle jumper going on the right
side. That's an airplane.
And I'm in the right lane. There's a right lane and a left lane. And so this little puddle, it's a one of those junks that can't even go through a puddle of water. So this is, whoever was driving it went around us, and then I see brake lights, and now all of a sudden I see headlights. It's facing us. It spun out, so we're laughing. Everybody's laughing. I can see everybody laughing in all the other cars and everything. And I go by.
You can see in this. It's just everyone's.
it's a young girl. So they don't. I don't know. If she didn't realize the conditions how they are, but. She's asking people for help. I was laughing. I was like, do I look like a tow truck?
Oh, wow.
How do you know she was asking for help?
Well, she's out of the car.
Oh, waving.
Telling people to stop. It's like, I'm going to work. I just drove almost an hour to get here.
Right. he sees someone in distress. He drives by.
But it's funny. I'm not the only one. There's about five or six, seven cars. And then, you know,
lots of laughter.
Yeah.
Wow. You can't help those kind of people because then they say something happened or, you know, you hit them or something. You
right.
know what I mean?
You can't trust them, right?
No.
It is a weird time now. Like I used to pull over anytime I saw someone stuck on the side of the road. I don't anymore because I figure everyone has a cell phone.
8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
8 weeks ago in Mass, we pulled over. I drove by this old lady twice. She was on the side of the road with a flat tire. So I asked my guy, I said, yeah, I'll give you $20. I'll pay you for an hour. Go change the tire. So he's changing the tire. The next thing you know, some guy comes, starts screaming. It was her son. And I was like, what are you yelling for? What are you yelling about? Oh, what are you, trying to rob her or something like that? I'm doing it. I paid my guy to help your mother out. Where was you? Eating a slice of pizza or at McDonald's or something?
Right.
You should have been helping your mother out.
McDonald's and pizza.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's why I don't want to help people anymore.
People get the wrong thing.
Pizza. I want you to call every day.
Yeah. Every day with a new goofball.
Sure, I would, but I usually leave early. You guys are, sometimes I catch you, sometimes I don't. I'm out of state.
Okay. Right, well, call in anytime.
Yeah.
We're going to dub you Mad Mike.
Yes.
Well, I'm just, you got to be safe out there. And these people are bald tires. You know, it's like, come on. You should know that traction is one of the goals you need on your vehicle to get around.
Absolutely.
It's a goal. Weather, traction, you know, is a goal.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Also, you know, the people who just clear a little spot on the windshield.
I hate those. The tank drivers.
Yeah, same thing with the snow all over their car, and you got yours clean, and then next thing you know, it's emptying it on yours, and you got a smashed windshield. And they don't want to know nothing. Oh, how do you know it was me? You're the only goofball with snow on their car.
Right.
Please call.
It's just, I see it. I drive all a lot. Time. I drive all the time. You know, we're in the truck about maybe 20 hours a week, maybe more, driving.
Ugh.
You know, all different jobs. You know, we do a lot of repairs. I see a lot of stupid things that go on.
I don't envy you.
Right.
Oh. But I would love to hear more stories.
I don't envy me either. It just makes us laugh. That's how we get through the day.
Good.
Good. Have sense of humor. Yep.
Beautiful.
All right, yeah. Mike. Thank you, man.
Be safe, guys.
You
have
too.
A good day.
You
and too, take it easy. I'll call you when I can.
All right. Okay. But first, what did Chuckles in Manchester predict?
Majority of the crowd. All right, Chuckles, here's a question. Chuckles has said he was up early this morning and not feeling well. He said 6 more weeks. No. Early spring, folks!
And there you have it.
Aha.
Early spring.
Shave the rodent's mouth.
And then it snowed.
Right.
Nice job, Chuckles.
Liar.
Mayor Moran from Manchester on the show right now. That was his
every
voice.
Every time. Every time we see early spring, we wake up to snow. This guy's out to get me, Chuckles.
You gotta stop saying that, man. Find a code word.
He sets me up every time.
He does.
Jeez.
Make him look stupid.
And he didn't even show up. He stayed in the back room. I had to call him from the Chuckles phone. He just wasn't feeling well.
What's the deal with that?
He was not. He was ornery. He wasn't feeling. Went outside. He didn't, you know, didn't see his shadow. He came back in. He pretty much told me, "Hey, I'm going back to bed." I'm like, "I've been up since 5 o'clock." He's so have I.
No, Mayor, we're not the children. No, what really happened?
Wait, you aren't?
No. I know, it's hard to believe.
I know.
That's news to me after 11 years with you guys. That's news to me. Okay. Chuckles is not doing well. Chuckles is an angry Chuckles right now. Oh. So, I've been close to being peed on before.
Right.
I've been close to being bite.
And this is just from constituents.
Right.
Yes, that's right. That's from Manchester residents. Correct. Yeah.
Replace CH with an F.
That's right. So, you know, there's a reason why I don't come on too often. It's not good for my heart and my health. My laugh.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so Chuckles said, screw you, Mayor. And then he picks 6 weeks, and then snow shows up. Well, you're right. It happens every time.
Rodent bastard.
And we don't care about Phillips in Pennsylvania.
No, we go with Manchester.
Oh, my God. Come on, AJ. We're all even Chuckles was trying to do, AJ. Come on. What are you doing to us?
Hello, Kathy.
Yeah, either that, maybe they did take him away to the police again. I'm not sure. I didn't go back to check after the announcement. So, you know, anything could happen with Chuckles.
Well, if he doesn't see a shot, that's good. That means early spring. Yeah. If he sees a shot, we're screwed.
You know what, though? Let's the irony of all this. All these teachers are like, yes, early spring. And then they got this one and go, yes, delay. They don't, you know, they don't want, you know, they don't want to go to school. I live with a teacher, believe me. You know? We want early spring so we get out early, and then they say, oh, yeah, we want to delay our day off. Our teachers are great, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah. Manchester Mayor Moran is on, and, you know, they have the big event on Groundhog Day there in Manchester with Chuckles. Mayor, I have to ask, who is the girl standing behind you?
Oh, she is the star of this video.
Oh, really?
She is the least excited.
The little girl?
Yeah.
Hey, with the crown? That's Mrs. Yes. Chuckles.
She was with the, an Indian tribe, I believe. I'm not Mashantucket. I'm not sure 100%. I don't want to get it wrong, but it's one of the, she was Little Miss something, and of course I don't have my notes with me, so I apologize.
Oh, all right, okay.
Ask Chuckles.
No, she was with one of the native tribes here in Connecticut, and she was so excited. Yes,
she was.
My ancestors could tell.
There was a bigger
early winter. I can't believe I'm standing here now.
You're talking
my
my ancestors have been reduced to this dumb event.
Future roadkill.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, think about my career. I've killed 3 Chuckles. I've had a blind Chuckles, and I've had a Chuckles that didn't show up. I don't know what that means.
That's right.
A blind Chuckles?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one that got hit by a car and then couldn't see, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And then we brought the hedgehog out a few years ago to look at her shadow.
Right.
How the hedgehog?
Evie the hedgehog. It's like Phil filling in for Chaz and AJ. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
We need a secondary rodent.
Yeah, this is what we do. This
will work.
I'm going to change my Instagram bio to read that. Thank you.
Right.
The kids will never know.
Am I still talking to adults? I need to know here. Am I still talking to adults?
No.
Just all right, Mayor. So early spring.
Listen, early spring with snow on the ground. Get out and shovel in the early spring. Yes, thank you.
We're going to shovel that early spring right now.
Right.
That's it.
All right,
always
thank you, Mayor.
To be on. AJ, stay healthy, my friend.
I will, man.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank right, you. Mayor Moran, Manchester. Love that man.
It's just a hedgehog. Yeah, whatever, just grab something. It's a cat.
Before we get to Grammy audio, Jeff and Monroe.
World's most dangerous job, being a groundhog.
Seriously.
Jesus.
In Manchester.
In Manchester, for sure.
So my snow gripe is I was driving and this guy behind me kept throwing up his arms and everything. Every once in a while, some snow fell off my truck. I think it was Mike.
It probably was Mike.
You kept bombing Mike.
Mike's got his panties and his little skirt on a little too tight, I think. Jesus, can there be a Karen?
There's a visual.
I think his name should be Mike.
It's Mad Mike.
Right.
Mad Mike, the snow Karen.
We're losing.
He's doing the work
darn
of the people.
Good one, guys.
Yep. All right. Thank you. All right, who watched the Grammys last night?
I caught about 45 minutes of it.
I found out they were on this morning.
It took so long for one award to be given away. After all, I'm like, are we watching an award show? Where's the awards?
I like the Sirius Open. You have to kind of explain how, you know, your city's like burnt to the ground. People have lost everything. But we're going to dress up and give out awards to millionaires.
A lot of people that were saying, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they did a good job, I think, trying to cover that.
Yeah.
Even though it is what it is.
We're celebrating ourselves again.
So let's come out. Yeah, we're celebrating ourselves. Right, we're all, back. You know, we're right. All good.
Yeah, look at us. How wonderful we are.
Let's act like we care.
Yes.
And then Kanye showed up.
Yeah.
Well, that wife. Is a surprise.
Right. He hasn't showed up at the Grammys since 2015 when he was married to Kim.
Well, and then he saw a shadow and left.
But did you see her, his wife?
Yeah.
She's everybody wearing this black fur coat, and then she takes the coat off, and I mean, she looked nude.
Yeah.
What she was wearing. She wears this, like, really tight bodysuit, and it looks like it's made out of, like, the stuff that nylons are made out of.
Yeah, right.
Like, you could basically see everything.
Yeah.
I think she was sponsored by Saran Wrap.
She was.
Yeah.
A tight seal.
And then who was the guy that walked the red carpet with the castle on his head?
That was one of Will Smith's kids.
Jaden. Yeah.
I hate that kid.
Yeah. Castle on his head?
Never met him.
Yeah.
Not familiar with his
work.
He
had a house on his head, yeah.
Don't know why. Yeah. I have emotion for him, right. But I just think he's a little snot.
I'm like, yeah. It's like, you think this is going to look good?
He has a punchable face.
He has a punchable face.
And for Ruth to say that.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
The nicest person in this room wants to punch in the face.
Potentially on the planet.
Right.
Yeah.
Won't harm an animal, but she'll punch
I think
in
if
the
Mother
face.
Teresa was still alive, she'd be like, yep, yeah, punchable.
I think Will Smith would call that a slappable face.
Right.
Slappable.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was the other award show.
Yeah. Yeah, he showed up too.
Yeah.
Well, he's allowed at this one.
Yeah, I didn't watch that late. I'm sure he got a great round of applause.
He did the Quincy Jones tribute.
Okay.
Which was awesome. Like, all the performances last night were so great.
Yeah, there are a lot of good performances.
Yeah, so I was shocked to hear AJ being like, give an award away. It's like, no, just do all that off screen. Let me just see the performances.
Yeah, but I mean, it was an award show. And I'm like, after a while, I'm like, oh, wait, isn't it an award? Like, sometimes.
I didn't mind it.
They pair two of my favorite newer artists. They're not even new anymore. Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
To do a tribute to L.A. with California Dreamin'.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray.
You know, Bruno's got that Sammy Davis Jr. vibe going on for the last couple of years.
Yeah. same height, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's why they had to pick Lady Gaga. They needed another short person next to him. If I was in LA, if I was in LA, California dreaming, California dreaming, on such a winter's day,
stopped into a church. She goes bananas later on.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Good job.
A lot of pressure on that guitar player.
Seriously.
Imagine hitting like a bad note
right.
Yeah, there's nowhere to hide.
You pop the whole mood.
Right.
It's like, wow, this is.
Right. Just get clammy fingers and it slips off. Yeah. Oh my God.
And then Bruno's a short temper.
Bruno throws something at you.
Right.
Who was that dude, Benson Boone, who did a running flip off the piano? Anybody see that?
I didn't catch that. No.
No.
Wow.
Really?
Okay, so it like starts. He's in the audience.
Right.
And it just looks like he's got like a tux on.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden he pulls a microphone out of his coat and starts singing. He stands up and Nikki Glaser and somebody else pulls his tux off.
Oh, wow.
And he rips the pants off. Now he's in this like weirdo, almost like a light blue Elvis jumpsuit.
Okay. Okay.
Without right. all the, you know, right. jewelry.
Right.
And he, you know, makes his way up on the stage. He runs up on the stage, jumps on the piano. Runs across the piano, two steps, does a flip.
Wow.
Lands the flip.
Intentionally. Wow.
I'm like, can you imagine if he didn't make the flip?
Oh, man.
That was a lot of lead up to that. Yeah.
That was that would be the best tell of it. Like if he did a Grape Lady.
Yep.
You know, boom, he lands on his shoulders. Like, help! I can't breathe! I can't breathe! Stop! Stop! No! No!
Or you just see him ricochet. He just ricochets air and also just hear a bunch of instruments like crash.
Yeah, like he lands on the drum kit. Boom, boom,
boom. The timpani drums.
Then you just hear the...
Right. His breathing's...
Trevor Noah's like, go to commercial, go to commercial.
We'll be back to the Grammys after this.
His breathing sounds like a trombone.
Coming up next, Billie Eilish.
Yeah, that'd be worth it if you played over and over again.
And they
right
would
now.
Cut.
Right,
you know? Yeah. Like, oh, you gotta stay. You gotta stay.
You know, TMZ would keep the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. That'd be on TMZ the next day.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be within the next 12 minutes.
Exclusive video.
And then this person pokes the music industry in the eye as she's winning Best New Artist and got a standing ovation.
I told myself if I ever won a Grammy and I got to stand up here in front of the most powerful people in music, I would demand that labels and the industry profiting millions of dollars off of artists would offer a livable wage and health care, especially to developing artists.
Reading from a book.
Right.
Record labels need to treat their artists as valuable employees with a livable wage and health insurance and protection. Labels, we got you, but do you got us?
Yeah, she's been performing at the Taco Shack from now on. You're gone.
I thought the same thing.
You're like, gone. Yeah,
but you don't really need the record labels anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, corporate hates when you do that,
yeah,
especially in a very public environment.
You poked them in the eye in the most public place.
You just won Best New Artist.
Right. And that's the last thing you're going to win.
All right. Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Is it, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I don't know. If you want health care, you don't become a musician.
Yeah, seriously.
You know?
Yeah.
Everyone since the beginning of time took a chance.
Yep.
And, you know, you go for the dream. If you make it, you make it.
You buy your own health insurance.
If you don't make it,
yeah, you'll have money.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, you can do it. You can swing
and
it.
And there's been a lot of people.
You can swing it.
Didn't make it.
Yeah. All people can they save change and afford in the commercials you can afford to.
Like, I'm sure Lady Gaga has pretty good insurance right now.
Right.
Yeah. Now.
Right.
Yeah.
That girl's been around for like 10 years, though. Her whole story is like she's bounced around from like they sign her to a deal, but then they won't let her out of the deal so that she can go be with somebody else to like actually do something. They wouldn't promote her. And then she finally was just like, F all of you. I'm doing this on my own. And she just put all of her music out on social media and became a thing. And then they all came crawling back to her. So that's her whole take on the music industry. Oh,
well, then appropriate for her to come out and say, yeah, I'm going to poke you in the eye right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. She might have a little leeway there.
Now I'm the hottest looking girl in the
room. Oh, all of a sudden. Right. And by the way, she didn't even change the songs. Right. You go back and look at like her performances from like 8 years ago, all the songs that were popular a year ago, it's the same songs. They just didn't put them out there.
All right, I can see why she'd be a little pissed.
I don't know.
And then Beyonce wins Best Country Album. Come on.
Seriously, everybody's mouth's still open.
Does
on
she
that
have
one.
To win like everything?
Yeah.
She is the most decorated Grammy artist, I think, right? She's got the most wins of all time.
Yeah, you don't have to give her this one.
No.
Imagine being a country artist.
That was
like a real
program.
Country artist.
Yeah.
It's of course, you know, and you're just sitting there, you're like,
nah, flummoxed.
Okay.
Yeah.
She looked shocked when she won.
Yeah, that was fake shocked.
Yeah. You think so?
That was acting.
I don't know.
I thought she expected
that. That was Taylor Swift's school of oh my God, I can't believe it. Acting.
Right.
That was, they told me when I walked in, Beyonce, you got this. They were like, just pretend. She's like,
yeah. Look surprised.
My God. Like,
I don't know.
Little
She's not
old
that
me.
Good of an actress.
Let me see a surprise face. Okay.
As soon as I saw that Taylor Swift was handing out Best Country Album Award, I'm like, she's going to hand it to Beyonce because of the history
right.
of them at award shows.
Right.
Her handing it to Beyonce.
Right. And Kanye was there. Where was he?
Yeah, do you think Kanye was there in case Beyonce didn't win?
Right. Right.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Comedian Manny Sierra in studio.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
Yay.
What's up?
First headline in Dumbass News this morning, a baloney battery.
Ah. How's it power you?
Like for my TV remote? Or?
Different kind of battery.
Ex-con arrested for baloney battery.
Oh. Beaten by a balloon. My balloona.
You ever see those baby videos where the baby's crying and they throw a piece of bologna on the baby's head and the baby just stops crying? I feel horrible and elated at the same time.
It works, though.
Like, I'm a bad human for laughing at these.
Yeah, it works. The kid's happy.
Sometimes you'll try anything.
Free bologna. Yes. Free bologna. That's baby suppressing bologna.
How do you report that? And they're like, can you describe your attacker? Well, it had a first name.
Right. It's O-S-C-A-R.
An ex-con is locked up without bond.
Wow.
After an alleged bologna sandwich attack.
Wow.
According to Florida police.
How violent can you get with a bologna sandwich?
Oh, quite violent, really.
Aquavius Chandler, a 29-year-old convicted felon, was arrested following a confrontation with his stepfather over the accused man's use of a PlayStation 5.
They call him a cold cutter.
So he was playing my PS5, so I beat him.
My bologna.
With this artisan bologna sandwich.
This is not quite firm.
This
is not quite firm piece of meat.
But the bread was hard.
The bread was so hard. It was a baguette.
That is true. How hard can you get hit with a bologna sandwich?
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
Just got hit with a stale baguette.
It's got to be a certain consistency like to be able to wail it. If it's too big, you can't really get a good swing on it.
Right.
If it's white bread, do you ball it up and then throw it?
I would think. You want to utilize
it. Because if not, it just kind of flies into pieces.
It's true, yeah. Yeah, no, you got to pack it.
You might as
sucker.
Well just throw confetti at them.
Like a snowball, yes.
Do you put extra mustard on it so there's like a splash when
nice.
You hit?
Nice, right. Also, plus the stinging effect of it in the eyes. The
mustard. You got your mustard in my eyes.
Right.
Yeah, the bologna seems the least devastating of all the items right. in the sandwich.
Seriously. I think we'd use to cool the rest of it.
The victim told cops he took the gaming system out of Chandler's room because he was being too loud with the PS5.
Right.
The victim stated that the defendant became pissed and began to yell at him.
They say he's a killer out of New Delhi.
The victim, 62, said that while he was being yelled at, Chandler threw a bologna sandwich at him, which ultimately hit him in the center of the chest.
Oh, wow. Couldn't cut the mustard.
Police report says he screamed, "You're not my dad."
Not the bologna.
Investigator said had no visible injuries from the bologna strike.
Wow. Shocker.
Thank God for that.
Like, everybody knows bologna needs no marks.
Which he video recorded on his phone. Oh, man, why don't we have this video?
I want the video so bad.
There's no bologna bruises.
It's just a sandwich coming at the camera.
Right. Smash
the camera.
It's so slick.
If somebody throws a bologna sandwich at me, I'm catching it in my mouth.
Seriously. Thanks for lunch.
Chandler, who was on probation at the time of his January 26 bus, reportedly confessed to the bologna toss.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Right.
It's like, yeah, I threw the bologna, whatever.
That was me tossing my bologna.
That's it, you're going to jail. No bail. No bond.
I caught him tossing his bologna again.
I smacked him in the face with my bologna.
Nice. Right across the chin.
While the domestic incident would normally be charged as a misdemeanor, the alleged baloney battery was upgraded to a felony because of Chandler's multiple prior battery convictions.
Wow.
How much deli meat is he hitting people with?
All beef.
Two of his former convictions were video game involved.
Wow.
This guy's got to get off the video game.
Don't touch his toys, man.
In 2023, Chandler pled no contest to choking his sister during a dispute that in part stemmed from him playing video games.
It, wow. He used a fruit roll-up for that one.
That seems more important.
Just came up behind her with the fruit roll-up. <It's> like,
fruit by the foot.
What were you going to say, Phil?
Yeah, that seems like a more elevated charge than baloney, but I don't know. Apparently, I'm wrong. You choke somebody, that's not as big of a deal as throwing a bologna sandwich.
You're at their chest?
You're
well,
dead Chandler, meat bologna.
Chandler served about a year in state prison in that case.
For the choking.
He worked in the kitchen.
In 2022, Chandler was nabbed for a violent encounter during which he threatened a 60-year-old man with a knife and shoved his sister, 28, to the ground.
Wow.
Jeez.
He was found guilty of aggressive assault with a deadly weapon and battery. Chandler told the cops he got upset at his video game, which led him to argue with the male victim.
It was a butter knife, though, with mayo.
That's an Elden Ring player, if I've ever heard one.
He's got to stop playing video games.
He's got to stop.
You've got to go read this books or something, real, man.
Now, you're allowed 29. To play Tetris, and that's it.
Now I want a bologna sandwich for lunch. God damn it.
I know this sounds gross, but there was this deli down the street from where I lived. He would, Italian guy, he would make a bologna and cheese sandwich with mustard and mayo.
Okay.
Mustard and mayo.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, okay.
It's like,
I remember the first time I heard it. I was like, ugh.
It's like Dijonnaise.
I tried it.
Dijonnaise,
great. On a hard roll.
Oh, hell yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Like, I would never throw that sandwich, no matter how mad I got.
No.
That sandwich is not going airborne.
No, I'm using a rock or a hammer.
No, this is mine. Yeah. Let's throw something I don't need.
Yeah, I'm going to eat this.
Yeah, if you play video games, you know, like, the snack you eat while you're playing is so important. Why get rid of that? You could have thrown a controller.
Right.
Yeah.
A piece of furniture.
Yeah. Your remote.
Let's be honest, Manny. He's thrown plenty of those before.
A piece of furniture.
Throw something you'll never use, like a job application.
There you go.
Major sports figure has passed. And before we talk to Mike Frieda, first selectman of North Haven, about that.
I smell reefer.
Chris and the tanker.
What up, what up?
Hey.
You're telling me no cooks called up?
Right.
Not one.
Seriously, man.
Not one. So I had a routine. I worked in the restaurant from high school till about 30, and I had a routine. I wake up in the morning, I smoke. I get to the restaurant about 9, do my morning prep, smoke again before lunch, do the lunch rush, smoke again after lunch.
Hold on. Go through those one at a time like this. Hold on. Ready? You wake up in the morning?
Do it again.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
I smoke a bowl. I go to the restaurant and I set my morning up. Then I smoke another bowl. I go through lunch rush, then go smoke another bowl. I go through dinner rush, go home and shower, and then smoke another bowl.
Wow. It's the red eye blues.
And like Manny said, when you were in a restaurant, this is a seafood restaurant, I would create stuff. I hate seafood. I would create my own thing. I would take a piece of chicken, slice it thin, put a little paprika on it, and I would get some seafood stuffing. I put that on top. Get some broccoli, some bacon, some cheese. Throw it in the oven, take it out, put on a piece of bread, and there you go.
Nice and creative. Yep, whatever. Yeah.
And then I smoke a bowl.
Oh. Well, then I smoke a bowl before. You got to smoke a bowl before you do that.
Yes.
And that's how daily specials are born.
Exactly. Yeah, half these things you see on these shows. Yep. Blazing.
So I'm sober now. I haven't smoked in like 12 years. I mean, it changed my life, stopped smoking, but I'll tell you. Why did you quit?
I lost weight, huh?
I had kids. I was growing up. They were noticing it. I wasn't going anywhere in the restaurant business. There was no money there.
Okay, what was the moment that you realized your kid noticed it?
I would say like how you said with young Chaz. I mean, yes. 6 or 7, they were starting to know. I could tell he was noticing it, and my life wasn't going nowhere. And my buddy told me, hey, go get your trucking license. And I just cold turkeyed it one day after. I remember it was a weekend after Christmas, cold turkeyed it. Gave my buddies all my stuff, crunched my stuff up.
Wow.
And haven't done it in like 12 years.
Good for you.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Clear my Sony off my record and got my license and been doing this ever since.
Yeah, I was in Texas. Chaz was just approaching 2 years old. I walked out into the garage, took a couple hits off a bowl, went back, sat on the couch, and he walked up and looked in my face like, something's wrong.
What are you looking
Daddy.
At? What are you looking at?
Something's wrong. And I got paranoid. I'm like, he knows!
Yep. So I see it on the road all the time. You can smell it. I mean, I miss it, but it doesn't make me want to go and grab a blunt like all these other people. It's like, I want to do it again. Like, nah, man. Like, when I get retired, maybe. But it's really not. It really doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah, you're doing better now without it.
Yeah.
Oh, the money wise is unbelievable.
So you would have been a great call for Anthony to hear.
Yep.
Well, he'd be so happy.
He would be so reformed.
When you said no one called, I tried calling before you ended the segment, and then I was on my way to Westport anyways. All right.
Thank you. Jason in Roxbury.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, before anything, I just want to say thanks so much, guys, for everything you do for the community, and just what a pleasure it's been for the last 28 years listening to you. You guys are amazing.
Uh-oh. Thank you.
AJ,
where are you going?
So, gentlemen, landscapers, plowing out there, landscaping in general, I would say you have to be smoking at least a little bit of weed, or with someone that's smoking weed at least.
Right. In order to cut the weeds, must become a weed.
You gotta be the weed.
Yeah, if your employees start talking to plants, that's when you know they've reached a new level. But other than that,
I have a policy about power tools. I have to be completely straight.
Yeah.
No beer, right. No weed, no nothing.
Because we have a nickname like Nine Knuckles.
Knuckle Chats.
What I've always said was the fact that I would much rather have someone that smokes weed all day than someone that's an alcoholic be on a job site. And that's just me. But to each their own, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a great day.
No, yeah, the stone cook thing. I knew that was going to be.
Yeah, good creation,
that's great,
man.
Landscaper's another perfect one. Yeah. Especially like, you know, when it's warmer and you're just sitting on the tractor, just going around the yard. It's like, I need something to occupy my mind.
That's how tractors end up in pools, though.
What about those guys who cut the bushes into shapes? They've got to be stoned.
Oh, the bonsai.
Right? Like, if you look at a bush and you're like, you're a hippo now. Like,
right.
You're
not right. Sober right. When you do that. But think of it. That's the guy where the donut burger came from.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
All those creations that had to have been stone people.
Yeah.
And thank you.
The KFC double down.
Yeah.
Instead of buns, let's do grilled chicken breast.
Cheese and meat.
Or like when you walk into one of those bars and they're like, burger of the week. It has peanut butter, jelly, and Fritos.
Exactly. And you're like, all right.
What is that one? Wendy's, the 3,000 calorie.
The double down.
Yes. No. The burger. I think a burger.
Oh.
It's like 9 burgers now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All those food challenges
I'd be willing to take
stuff.
That on. Yeah. I really would. I got to gain weight anyway. I don't give a crap.
There you go.
Me and a friend of mine were looking up like food competitions and like where you can go to a restaurant to like tackle one. There's like one, I think it's like in a pizza spot in Greenwich, and it's like eat a large pizza with two drinks in under 30 minutes. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Really? That's lunch.
We did that yesterday. What are you talking about?
Inhaled that.
All right, let's bring on Mike Frieda, First Selectman of North Haven. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chaz. Good morning, AJ.
Morning.
Morning. Mike is in fantastic health.
Yes,
he's like a health nut.
He is.
Yoga, karate, you name it. I'm guessing Pilates. You never smoked weed.
Oh, no, no. I'm more interested in working out. Just finished 200 push-ups. And,
damn.
And then I'll be lifting weights tonight. And actually went out for a long walk this morning in the snow.
Nice.
200 push-ups.
Right.
Like,
that's me trying to get out of bed.
Pushing yourself.
Right, come on. Jim, man, I can't get up.
You know, it'd be funny, a split screen of Mike Frieda's day and then like a stoner's day. He's doing push-ups. He's like doing karate. Yeah. He's doing a walk. And then it's just this guy. He's at the same chair.
Right.
In the same spot. Just like, then I did a bowl.
His big workout was just twisting the grinder.
You know, I surprised some people when I dropped down on a concrete sidewalk and I did knuckle push-ups. People were really surprised with that.
How old are you now?
Oh, I'm 30.
30.
Good for you.
No, you should not be embarrassed. No one should be embarrassed of their age.
In his mind, yes.
70 plus. How's that?
Holy crap.
Yeah, in great shape, man.
And you did 200 push-ups?
And knuckle push-ups on the sidewalk?
Not all at once.
It wasn't CPR.
No, I did.
Well, I could do 200 over the course of a year.
It wasn't CPR.
There's sets of 50. That's what I do. Sets of 50.
Oh, so,
that
okay.
is insanely impressive.
That's impressive.
Wow.
No, I'm not that impressive, but I try to stay in top shape. I always have,
yeah.
and I always will.
You do a great job with North Haven, by the way.
Yes, you do.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad, AJ. I'm glad you're feeling better. Our hearts were out to you around that Christmas time.
Appreciate it.
I'm glad you're doing good.
Thank you.
Anything going on in North Haven before I ask you about the former baseball commissioner passing?
Yeah, I've got a call. A resident after this call, they're a little concerned about a cul-de-sac that wasn't plowed properly. So a lot of this job is, it's like customer service, constituent service.
Clean your
responding
cul-de-sac.
To people, trying to solve problems. And so that's what I'll do next after this phone call with you gentlemen.
Really?
Clean your sack.
I wouldn't be able to do it. What do you say?
Clean your sack.
Clean your sack. Sorry, sir.
Can I start with a story? Can I start with a question for both of you guys? So what would you do if you got a call like I did a few years ago? We put a deer crossing sign on one of our streets.
Huh?
Because there were deers that were crossing all the time.
Right.
So I had a call from someone. I said, Mr. Frieda, why would that sign go up? And I said, well, what do you mean? Well, when the deer see it, they're going to read it and say and think they can cross in that location. How do you respond to that?
All right. Smoke less weed.
Chris, is that you? Did you just smoke a ball?
I'm going to make you my deputy.
And then I smoked a ball.
I'm going to make you my deputy and tell you to watch that sign. Let me know how that works out.
Yeah, hire them to be the deer crossing guard.
Yeah.
Help them usher deer across the street.
Is this cul-de-sac guy?
You know, I, as mayor, I will reach out to the spokesperson for the deer, and I will see if we can set up a press conference about these signs.
Nice.
How long have you been... the first selectman of North Haven?
Well, I'm in my eighth term, my 16th year.
Wow.
Oh, good for you.
Nice.
Oh.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah, we're 22 years here today.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. You guys are great. People love you. And everybody listens to you. So you're doing something right, and keep it up.
We're very, very lucky.
Yes.
You're a baseball guy. Baseball commissioner passed. This was a pretty famous baseball commissioner.
You know, Fay Vincent was one of the most remarkable, smartest commissioners ever. But he often said he failed as a commissioner. He went through some very turbulent times. You know, Bart Giamatti died around Labor Day, 1989. Fay Vincent was the deputy commissioner, a brilliant man, former chairman, president, and CEO of Columbia Pictures. He was an executive vice president of Coke, and he really... did a great job in his corporate career negotiating contracts. So he takes over after Giamatti dies. And the first thing that happens is the earthquake in Oakland in 1989 during the World Series.
That's never good.
So he was criticized for not canceling the World Series. He waited about 12 or 13 days, so there were people on both sides of this issue. That was his first controversy. He navigated through that, and then he had several other controversies. He suspended and banned George Steinbrenner from running the New York Yankees.
For how long?
Steinbrenner was about a year.
And what was that about?
And, well, allegedly, Steinbrenner had tried to dig up some dirt on Dave Winfield about a $40,000 contribution that Steinbrenner allegedly didn't make to Winfield's foundation. And Steinbrenner apparently hired a gambler to dig up some dirt on Winfield. And that really hurt their relationship badly. Winfield was a free agent, and the Yankees signed him in 1981. So there was dispute there. But Vincent then suspended the 1980 National League Rookie of the Year, Steve Howe, left-handed pitcher from the Dodgers, for drug abuse. And then an arbitrator overturned that. But where Faye Vincent often said he failed was that he was voted. It was a vote of no confidence for him. 18 out of like 25 or 26 commissioners, somewhere around 1992, had no faith in him. Because, ironically, they thought that he was more player-oriented. They thought that he felt that the players were more important than the owners. We can make an argument on that, that the players are very important. So the owners turned against him. And the other thing that happened was, despite his acumen and skills in negotiating contracts, he couldn't make his way through a labor dispute between the players and the owners. And then he said to the owners, or he said to the press, that there was collusion among the owners. Collusion for something that happened in the 1980s. So that did not endear himself to the owners.
Right.
And then the other thing that really hurt Faye Vincent was, if there's any Cub and Cardinal fans listening to this, he tried to realign the Cubs and the Cardinals to go from the National League East to the National League West. And the Cubs sued him and stopped that from happening. So a wonderful man. And here's a guy, Chaz and AJ. His father was captain of the Yale baseball and football team.
Yeah.
Faye Vincent was an outstanding athlete, went to Williams College. He fell off a ledge in his dormitory at Williams College. His friends had locked him out of his room. He fell four stories and broke his back.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God.
He was on the Williams. He was on the Williams freshman football team as an offensive guard. And that totally disabled him. He walked with a cane for many years. And, you know, the poignant part about that is, you often said, what he lost in terms of his body, he tried to compensate for that by elevating his mind. And I always thought that was a very provocative comment that he made.
You know, that's the only baseball commissioner I can remember reading about almost every week. You know, like, yeah. I couldn't tell you who the baseball commissioner is now, yeah. And that's how it should be.
Right.
I should be able to name the players and some of the owners, but not the commissioner should not be in the news every single week.
Yeah.
And he was in the news every single week.
Yes. Yeah. And for any listeners out there, gentlemen, who played in the New England Collegiate Baseball League, you know, baseball is my sport. I'm in three different Hall of Fames playing baseball. But he ended up to be the commissioner of that league. And even today, the winner of that championship is awarded what they call the Faye Vincent Cup.
Damn.
Huh. Interesting.
Good stuff.
Wow.
Well, thanks for coming on. And get back to your push-ups, would you, please?
Sorry.
Don't be a such.
200? Come on.
I think 20 more.
He's got to go call that person that we're going to clean your sack.
The cul-de-sac.
Right.
So.
It's always a pleasure, gentlemen.
Mike, and, you're the best.
Call me anytime. I love being on your show.
Absolutely. Thank you. Mike Frieda, North Haven First Selectman.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Hey. Oh.
Comedian Manny Sierra in studio.
Hello, hello.
Yay.
Priest accused of flossing his teeth with a teen girl's hair.
That's improper use of hair.
It's in proper use of a teenager.
I was getting to that.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It's like, what is going on here?
There are much better things than floss teeth with.
A priest out of Detroit is accused of using a teenager girl's hair to floss and then growling at her.
Oh, see, isn't
that cool? Is this the news story?
Yeah.
It covers all that? All right.
Well, also tonight, a disturbing incident involving a local priest. He's accused of grabbing a teen's hair and attempting to floss his teeth.
But the creepy allegations, they don't end there. Fox 2's Jessica Dupnack with the details.
You know, people are fixed on the devil's power.
Meet Father Carlos Martins from Detroit.
Oh, so he makes like weirdo videos?
Yeah, no, he's on a Netflix show.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like a part of this big program. So he's like semi-famous.
Yeah, like how to exercise at home.
The exercise at home.
How to exercise at home.
One and two. Right. And six, six, six.
The Heloton.
Claims to be an exorcist.
They ask me, what have you seen? Have you seen levitation? Have you been hit with objects flying through the air? And I'll say,
a bologna sandwich.
I saw a food fly through the air, most of his hair.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit more specific. Have you been hit with flying objects? Yeah, snowball in my neighborhood.
Right, exactly.
You know,
right.
Baseball on the field.
I have a dragonfly
that
once.
Pear that one time. Right.
A crayon to the nose. I got a pear to the eye.
Right. Now if it's a crucifix, that's a big difference.
Yeah. I got onion rings to the ear.
Did someone throw a frozen hot dog at somebody?
Yeah, that was a frozen hot dog to the back of Jimmy LaPone's head.
A pig's head from a roast.
There were the cream-filled donuts.
Cream-filled donuts. Yes.
Quite a few things.
But were they thrown by Satan?
Right.
No.
No. Okay.
All right. No.
Maybe so it was minions.
Fair distinction.
Yeah, I've seen all of these things.
He's the star of a popular podcast named The Exorcist Files, comparing his life to the movie The Exorcist, vomiting and spitting and all. He's a member of the Catholic Church, works and lives here on Detroit's west side at the Companions of Cross Church.
Well, the community should be able to trust these individuals.
Sergeant Duane English is with Joliet Police Department in Illinois. That's where Father Martins was visiting last November as a traveling priest.
Friends, my name is Father Carlos Martins, and I am the director of Treasures of the Church.
He wasn't just there to show off the relics. It's alleged he approached a 13-year-old girl, asked about her hair, specifically if she ever used it to floss her teeth with.
And then it's alleged that he then picked up her hair, placed it in his mouth and made a flossing motion.
A few minutes later, police say he sat in the pew behind.
Now, Pam used to floss her hair.
Yeah.
Teeth with her hair.
Yep.
She did it in a meeting and did not think anybody saw her. I get you. Like, she had this glazed look on her face where she just, like, zoned out and didn't realize where she was.
Yep.
And she looked up, and I'm looking right at her, shaking my head, and she goes, oh, no!
I thought she had beads in her hair.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm like, that's not beads, that's fur!
Yeah. It's the kind of look, you know, that's what happens when she's watching TV.
Yep. Yes!
Yep. It's just like, it's just a normal, like, zoned out. Let me clean my teeth.
Zoned out, yep.
How does that even start? What if you get something out? Do you just leave it there? Like, do you have to wipe? Like, what is...
I'd rather have a piece of bread stuck between my teeth and my hair.
Right.
Yeah. Than chewed up bread in
my
hair.
Yeah, you walk in the wind, so it's like a wind chime.
Okay.
Oh, placed it in his mouth and made a flossing motion.
A few minutes later, police say he sat in the pew behind her and started growling, yes, growling at her.
And that was the allegation that was made by not only the young lady herself, but the individuals that were around her at that time.
This week, he turned himself in on a misdemeanor charge of battery for, again, grabbing the teen's hair and trying to floss with it. We spoke to the leader at Companions of Cross Church and confirmed...
You know, it's weird.
So he's a bad boy.
Like, if you want to get married in a Catholic church, the amount of hoops you have to jump through.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, but I'm not sticking 13-year-old girls' hair between my teeth and growling at them.
Right. With people around. Right. Like, it wasn't just them two. It was other parishioners. Right. The
I'm not making weirdo internet shows.
Dude, you just bark.
Just bark at me?
What are you, a chihuahua? What are you doing?
Bad boy. Bad boy.
Oh, man.
Someone needs Wookiees.
Wow.
I don't want a Catholic priest who needs attention. You know?
Yeah. I like my Catholic priest. Just lay low.
Just lay low.
Right.
Just lay low. Peace be with you.
And Father Mello. Father Mello.
Cross Church and confirmed Father Martins is currently not able to work with the public until his case works through the courts. If he's found guilty in Illinois, it could be a year in jail, more likely a fine and or probation.
The kennel.
The kennel.
A year in jail.
Dang. That's a bit excessive, I guess.
Yeah. That was a hell of a growl.
I think it's the hair that did it.
Okay.
Not the growling.
Okay.
I think you could go around growling at people.
Did he growl because he liked it? Or did it taste bad?
That's kind of creepy. You stick the girl's hair in your mouth, then you sit behind her and go, what kind of growl was it? Was it like, I'm mad? Or is it like,
or maybe, she made him stop. Bad. You're bad.
He's like,
bad. And he's,
yeah, he's taking this whole
rolled up newspaper.
She hit him exorcism in the nose with the newspaper.
Bad.
Bad priest.
Bad exorcist. Bad.
A little too seriously.
Naughty. Bad.
Who's a naughty boy?
Who's a bad boy? That's it. No walkies.
I don't know what I'd do if I see somebody flossing with their teeth.
Oh, my God. If that's my daughter, that guy's in trouble.
They're going to floss my hair. They're going to hurt themselves. Like steel wool. I cut my gum.
Oh, your hair?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He'd be growling because his mouth is bleeding.
Going,
you could buff the enamel off teeth with that.
I'll clean your pots and pans, man.
Yeah, she had to have long hair, because if not, it's really weird.
Oh, yeah.
just had a pixie cut in right along.
His head's like right up there.
Eating corn.
Yeah.
That's why she reported, because he bit her. It's too close.
Just buy him some floss.
Yeah. Wow, this guy's just too much. You got to just let this guy go.
Yeah.
I want to watch the Netflix show now. I want to see what this hair biter looks like.
All right.
I can't imagine how scary this might have been for this young lady and the other people around her.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially if he's got his priest gear on.
Yeah.
You know, it like you feel like you're in a horror movie.
Kind of mess you up. Yeah.
A priest growling should never happen.
Yeah. Never happen.
That should never be.
Especially in full garb.
No.
Right. Yeah. Like, there's no growling.
Nobody needs
garb.
That.
And once the uniform's on, man, you're on.
No, this is supposed to be, you know, priests should be like the mob. They shouldn't be in the news. You shouldn't be talking about them. They're just kind of, they do their own thing. They're never on the radar. Like, if you're a priest, you shouldn't be on the radar.
Yeah.
Unless you're in church.
Right. Yeah. They should barely know your name outside.
Shouldn't be
church.
Doing a podcast. Shouldn't be flossing with girls' hair. Shouldn't be growling at people.
Right.
A priest with a podcast is crazy, too.
And it's not even about religion. It's about like Texas. The devil.
Yeah.
Like, he relates more to the devil, I think.
He would think of the Godcast.
Godcast. The That's Godcast. A good name for a podcast.
The Godcast.
Godcast.
Yeah. When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.